Rolling. Here we go.
Rolling.
All right. Tell me about your experience golfing here in San Antonio today.
Well, I got to tell you that compared to the snow flurries I heard we had back in Boston today, I'm very, very grateful to be here in San Antonio.
How was your night last night when you arrived here on Friday night?
It was very drunk.
Very drunk?
Very drunk. A lot of women. Cool little cover band. Dragonfly.
Yeah, I heard you went up on stage and did a Pantera song.
I kind of just invaded his mic and sang a little bit of Walk when they covered a Pantera track, but it was good. Fun night.
All right, I know the band's working on an album. What's the status? Writing, recording, goofing off?
Yeah, no, we're right in the middle of writing the new record right now. We're hoping to get it recorded by the end of November, and we'll probably drop it hopefully by February or March.
All right, you did the soundtrack to The Scorpion King. Now that we've seen a lot of other musicians get into the scoring aspect of movies, any interest in that now that you've had a little bit of a movie soundtrack experience?
Yeah, I'm actually doing Pauly Shore's new movie right now. It's called You'll Never Wheeze in This Town Again. It's supposed to come out in the fall, and we just started working on that, so we're scoring music and getting bands together for that soundtrack.
How different is that for you to think on a scoring level compared to, you know, writing and doing guitar riffs and the usual elements?
It's not too bad. I mean, when they approach me with just trying to find rock bands, that's kind of what I do. And I mean, you know, whatever. I may not have the best opinion all the time, but I feel I know, or I feel what I like is what I like. So I go after what I think are the best rock bands to put on a soundtrack. And, you know, there's a lot of good rock bands. Unfortunately, you can't fit them all on there. So you just got to kind of pick what you're able to get and go for it.
Okay. You toured on the Ozfest tour. Obviously, you met Ozzy Osbourne. Have you seen the Osbourne show on MTV?
And oh, yeah.
What do you think about it?
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's a brilliant way to show publicly how many times you could say the word f*** in a half hour.
All right. The stage show from the last tour was just phenomenal. The whole setup and the pyro and the look of the stage and the video. Any ideas on what you would like to do next to take it up another notch or go back to the basics, just you and the guys on stage?
I think we've seen enough of the basics for a while. I mean, I think after the Seattle grunge thing and all that stuff took off, there was just so many bands that just stripped it back down to lights and in the band. And it's good. It's a cool thing. But, you know, I grew up in an era where I was seeing Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and Aerosmith and Ozzy and whatever. And, you know, there was just very big theatrical kind of shows. And I always thought it was impressive, and I thought it was worth the people's money. I mean, you know, when you're going to charge $20, $30, $40 a ticket or whatever it is to see a concert now, I think you should damn well be prepared to entertain a crowd of 15, 20,000 people by, you know, giving them something a little bit more for their money than just, you know, watching a singer pace back and forth for an hour and a half.
Right. All right, last question for you. The Smack This DVD that was just released. Lots of, let's just say, rock and roll shenanigans.
Yeah.
How expensive were those hotel room bills getting to? How bad was one of them?
We have a great tour manager. Our tour manager, Chris Chappell, he is the best at negotiating. And, you know, I mean, there's been damages that started at about $3,000, and we talked him down to $800 before we left. So good for him.